holiday.
今天好多人可能都还在度假呢。
And also, it's very difficult with the transport strike.
然后今天还有交通的罢工，都很难。
So well done for coming.
能来到我们当中的很棒，
Amen.
谢谢你们。
So welcome for those online.
也欢迎在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
A few weeks ago, if you remember, I was explaining to you about fasting.
几个周前呢，我们有专门讲到了禁食的这个话题。
How when we fast, we are asked, we actually, when Jesus was talking, when John the Baptist's disciple says to Jesus, why is it that the Pharisees and John's disciples fast and your disciples don't fast?
施洗约翰的门徒问到耶稣说，为什么我们这些门徒们都在禁食，可是你的门徒却不禁食呢？
And then Jesus replied, when the bridegroom is with the bride, there's no need to fast.
耶稣回答说，如果新郎就在新娘的身边，那就没有必要禁食啊。
But when the bridegroom is gone,
但是如果新郎走了，
those attendants will all need to fast.
那剩下的肯定都是要来禁食的。
It means that Jesus was basically giving us a New Testament reason for fasting.
所以耶稣在给我们一个新约的禁食的原因。
Amen. And then after that, he was saying new wine cannot be held in old wineskin.
接着就说，新的酒不能放在旧的皮囊里面。
What he was saying, this is the new covenant understanding.
所以耶稣在说，这是一个新约的理解。
In the Old Testament, people fasted because of the Day of Atonement.
那旧约禁食的原因，一般比如说发生在救赎日。
Or they fasted because they were for religious reason of humbling themselves.
或者是为了禁食，为了宗教的原因来谦卑自己。
But in the Old New Testament,
但是在新约呢？
Both of these reasons are acceptable.
这两种原因都还能接受。
We still practice that.
也有人继续在这么做。
But a lot of people don't understand in the church, we have a third way.
但是很多人却不明白，在教会里面有了第三种方法。
This is the way that I practice.
那第三种方法就是我禁食的原因了。
Whenever I need the bridegroom,
当我需要我的新郎的时候
to help me,
来帮助我的时候
I pray and fast.
我就会在禁食中祷告。
How many of you have done that these last few weeks?
你们中间有没有人这样子做过？
I really hope that it makes a difference.
我希望这在你们当中有看到了不同。
And the essence of fasting is to be hungry.
那其实真正进食的主要原因就是要有一种饥渴。
Amen. So when you're fasting, if you drink, how many days is not important.
其实你在进食当中，比如说你喝了几口水，这个根本不重要。
That's why the Bible never really tell you how many days you should fast.
这是为什么圣经也没有这么详细的说你要进食几天啊，怎么个进法。
I recommend that if you have a medical condition,
那如果你的身体有不适的话
Don't fast at all.
那就请不要进食。
But if you are healthy,
如果你是健康的
and not used to fasting,
但是呢也不常从来没做过进食这么件事情的话
do half a day,
那你最开始从半天开始好吗
one day,
然后再慢慢变成一天
with fluids.
还记得要喝一些液体喝水哦。
Okay, keep yourself healthy.
你们需要保持健康。
Because it is the hunger that is important.
其实就是要我们追求的是这种饥饿感。
You turn your hunger into the hunger for Jesus.
你们把自己肉体中的饥饿感转化成一种属灵的饥饿感。
Those of you who are really experts in fasting,
那些特别擅长于进食的人呢？
And your body is used to fasting.
因为你的身体已经常常在一个进食的光景当中呢。
You can go beyond.
那你可以比这个平时进的时间再长一点也不怕。
However, the Holy Spirit guides you.
不管圣灵是怎么样来带领你的，都不是。
Don't do 40-day fasting because otherwise we're holding funeral for you.
请你不要做像耶稣那样的40天的禁食，要不然今天就变成葬礼了。
Something like that has to be supernatural.
能够做40天的禁食是要 有一种特别超级能力。
Most human being cannot go beyond 21 days of no food.
普通的人 21天 没有食物就已经过世了。
3 days no water.
3天 如果连水都不喝的话 顶多撑3天。
3 minutes no air.
如果没有空气的话 只能顶多撑3分钟。
3
记住这3
3 minutes no air, you're dead.
3分钟没有空气你就死了。
3 days no water, you're dead.
3天没有水你也死了。
3 weeks no food, you're dead.
3个星期不吃任何食物你也就死了。
Amen. So don't fast out of ignorance.
所以不要在无知的情况下来进食。
You've got to know why you're doing it.
你在进食前一定要弄清楚。
But I recommend as a lifestyle.
我知道有人他有这样的一个习惯。
Take half a day.
他会先 半天,
One day,
然后再换成一天,
and dedicate to God.
这样以这样的方式来进食给神。
When you are in your office, you can still do it.
你在你的办公室做工，你都可以进食的。
You could be on your computer, but you're not having your lunch.
你可以仍然在你的电脑前面做事情，但是你可能不会吃饭。
You're having your tea and coffee.
你可能会仍然喝你的茶和你的咖啡， 然后你照样还在工作着。
But you're missing that one meal for Jesus.
你只是为了主的缘故，就错过那一次的午餐。
And when you're hungry.
当你饥饿之时，
so Jesus, I remember you.
你就想说， 主啊， 我记起来了你，
I'm hungry for you.
我记起来我的属灵对你如此的饥渴。
Amen? That means fasting, you can still do it while you're at work.
所以啊， 你计算是说有上班， 你都可以来做进食这件事情。
Amen? Hallelujah. You know, now and then, skip a meal is actually healthy for you.
你知不知道， 其实有的人， 他们就是特意错过一餐饭， 就是为了健康的原因都有的。
And if you want to read that again, it's in Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 to 17, okay?
如果你要再想读一读我们上一周的经文， 那是在马太福音第9章。
Now today, I want to talk to you about Jesus, our helper.
今天我们的讲题是耶稣是我的帮助者。
We know that the Holy Spirit is our helper.
我们知道圣灵也是我们的帮助者。
我的有一个 title page， 第一个 slide， Jesus is my helper.
耶稣是我的帮助者。
Now we all know the Holy Spirit is my helper.
我们也知道圣灵是我的帮助者。
But today I want to emphasize.
那今天我想强调的是，
it is through Christ that we get the help from the Holy Spirit.
是借着基督才有的圣灵。Amen.
How many of you know the reason why the Holy Spirit is with us is because Christ has ascended?
你们当中知不知道， 之所以圣灵在我们的里面， 是因为耶稣死后升天。
The Holy Spirit in you is because Christ is ascended.
之所以圣灵在我们的里面， 都是因为耶稣所做的工作。
We are baptized by the Holy Spirit because Christ is ascended.
我们受圣灵的洗， 也是因为耶稣死后复活升天。
So who is working for who?
到底是谁为谁打工？
The Holy Spirit is not your servant.
圣灵不是你的仆人。
Hallelujah. God is not our servant.
神更不是你的仆人。
We are his servant.
反而我们是主的仆人。
So stop all this kind of prayer.
所以不要改变，要改变一种祷告啊。
I command you, Lord.
主啊， 我命令你。
I demand you, Lord.
主啊， 我要求你。
Right now, Lord.
现在， 马上。
Amen. You try and say that to your wife.
你试试看对你的妻子这样来祷告，试试。
I want a cup of tea right now.
我现在就要一杯茶，马上就要。
I command you to make me a cup of tea.
我命令你现在就给我倒一杯茶。
You watch, she will give you a cup of tea, but you better not drink it.
No, 你就等着吧，她给你放一杯茶在你面前，看你敢不敢喝。
Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, if we can't even talk to our wife and husband like that, you cannot talk to God that way.
所以弟兄姊妹们， 连我们跟我们的妻子丈夫都不这样的口气说话， 怎么会祷告中跟神有这样的口气说话呢？
And yet,
但是，
the Holy Spirit and the Lord is our helper.
但是圣灵， 我们的主， 是我们的帮助者。
Helper.
是我们的帮助者。
Not slave.
不是奴隶。
Not servant.
不是仆人。
He means that we have to be helped by the Lord Jesus Christ in partnership with him.
所以是说我们需要主的帮助来和主同工。
When we pray for our children, don't demand God that they should get into that school.
那我们要是为孩子们祷告，千万不要命令和要求神，
Demand、
他必须去某某学校。
God, we have to have that job.
也不要命令和要求神，我必须要拿到那份工作。
Find out, pray, Lord, what is your plan for my child?
反而在祷告中间跟神说，主啊，在我的孩子身上，你的旨意又是什么呢？
Amen. Then pray what is in the heart of God for your child.
用以耶稣的心为心来这样的祷告。
Hallelujah. God has not made us all doctors and pharmacists.
神没有让你我都成为医务人员。
God has given us all kinds of abilities.
神给了我们各样的才能才干。
Now I want to go through a story that's very well known.
那我今天来讲一个故事，都是大家知道的圣经故事。
And that story is repeated in three of the four Gospels.
同样的这个故事就是在三个福音中间都有提到过。
And the question I want to ask is, why does the Holy Spirit put that in three Gospels?
所以我想问的是，你们觉得圣灵为什么要把同样的故事放到三本福音书当中呢？
And it is a story about a boy that had a spirit that he needed deliverance.
这里面讲到的是一个被鬼附身的男孩。
And when the father asked the disciples couldn't cast out the demon.
当这个父亲来求救的时候，门徒却不能赶出鬼来。
And then the disciples were all embarrassed.
然后这些门徒就觉得很丢脸。
And then they went to Jesus.
他们就来到耶稣那里。
And asked him why.
问耶稣为什么。
And that story has been repeated three times.In the gospel.
这个故事重复了三次在不同的福音书里
面。And so I was, last year when I was reading this, I was asking the Holy Spirit, why do you put it there three times?
所以去年我在读的时候，我就一直在问圣灵，你为什么要放三次重复的故事呢？
And then the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation.
然后圣灵就给了我一个启示。
And it is that revelation that I want to share today because I've been practicing it for a whole year and it works.
我今天想让跟你们分享的这个启示，是我已经练习和操练了一年以后，觉得真的管用的，才分享出来。
Amen. It could change the way you practice your Christianity.
可能会改变你自己在你信仰中的操练。
And I hope it blesses you today.
希望今天能够借着这个来祝福你。
Such an embarrassing story.
挺丢人的一个故事。
What was the purpose of putting it not once but three times?
为什么这样的故事要放进去三次在圣经里呢？
I can understand that the failure of Peter, it had a glorious ending.
我相信我知道彼得他虽然有那个丢人的时候，但是他起码最后得胜了。
When he denied Jesus three times, it didn't just stop there because it would have been very embarrassing.
彼得三次不认主，好险故事没有停到这里，要不然太丢人了。他最后起码得胜了。
Because when we get to heaven, we will just say, Hey Peter, ha ha ha, you denied Jesus three times.
所以当你们去到天堂的时候，你们看到彼得说，哈哈哈，原来啊，你原来三次不认主，这么丢人的。
And he would have been mocked and laughed at for eternity.
然后彼得会在永生之内被人这样的笑话。
But it didn't end like that.
但是他的故事不是这样结束的。
It ended with Jesus' restoration and he died for Jesus.
这里面的故事是最后耶稣让他恢复了他的信心，他最后为主而
死，而殉道。
But here,
we get a story where all we hear is Jesus rebuking them and that was it.
可是我们今天要讲的这个故事的结局呢，就是耶稣在教训他的门徒，然后就没了。
When we get to heaven, we can say to the disciple, You've been rebuked by Jesus.
然后我们也会同样的等到了天堂的时候嘲笑这些门徒们说，哎，那天耶稣基督训你了吧。
Now, is it there to help us go, Ah, it makes me feel better.
是不是这样做的时候你觉得我自我感觉比较好一点？
Does it tell us that God is really good atrebuking people.
这个故事难道是要告诉你神很会管教人吗？
But it doesn't serve any of that purpose.
那这个故事的目的到底是什么呢？
And so we read in Mark chapter 9 verse 17. We're going to read this story.
我们来读马可福音九章十七节开始来读完这个故事。
And so then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit.
人群中有一个人回答，老师，我带了我的儿子到你这里，他有一个哑巴的邪灵附身。
Verse 18 And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not.
无论在哪里，只要邪灵抓住他，就把他摔到地上，他就口吐白沫，咬紧牙关，全身僵硬。我告诉你们的门徒们，要他们来驱赶这个邪灵，可是他们不能。
So here we are, we have a situation with a child, okay?
我们现在来读的这个故事是有这么一个孩子。
That he has a spirit.
他有一个哑巴的灵。
Makes him mute.
让他说不了话。
Makes him foam in the mouth.
然后他还口吐白沫。
And he has epileptic fits.
然后他还有这种像咬紧牙关、全身僵硬的反应。
And the Bible says he often, sometimes he throws himself down, right? And gnashes his teeth. In other words, it is quite controlling.
所以啊，这里能看到邪灵对这个小孩有一个特别掌管到他了。
Okay, now let me carry on.
继续来读。
And then they said the disciples could not cast that demon out.
哦，刚才我们有说到这门徒啊，说他们赶不出这鬼来。
And then verse 19 said, he answered him and said, O faithless generations, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.
十九节，耶稣是这么回答的。他回答说：哦，你们这些不幸的世代，我还要和你们在一起多久呢？我还要容忍你们多久呢？把孩子带到我这里来吧。
Those of us who believe, today's Christianity does not allow that kind of Jesus.
今天我们很多所谓的基督信仰中是不会接受耶稣的这一面的。
We paint a very different Jesus than the one I'm reading now.
我们想象和自己美化出来的耶稣和你们现在看到十九节的耶稣是不是很不一样？
Imagine we're going to Jesus. Jesus, please, I got my son.
你可以想象吗？
He's mute, demon possessed, and he is suffering.
你有没有想象到，你要是跑到耶稣面前说，跟他说，我儿子需要你的帮助，他被邪灵捆绑了，他在痛苦当中。
I tried to pray, but nothing happened.
我已经尽量祷告了，可是什么也没有发生。
I took him to church, nothing happened.
我也把他有带到教会去，可是也没有任何事情发生。
Now we expect Jesus to go, ah.
我们希望耶稣的这个美化出来的表情是
full of compassion.
我好同情你。
But he then, what did he say?
但是他的反应是什么样的？
Oh, faithless generation, not just one person.The whole lot of you.
他说：“哎，这个不幸的世代，指的不是你一个人哦，指的是整体的一帮人，所有的世代，所有的人。
It's not just that group, whole generation.
他说的不是他面前那些人了，他说你们所有的这些不幸的世代们。
In other words, in Hong Kong words, it's 没有用的东西。
You useless people. 这是他讲的原话。
Faithless.
完全没有信心。
How long do I have to put up with you?
然后耶稣的反应是：我还要跟你们在一起，要挨多久呢？
That's my translation because how long shall I bear with you is the same as how long do I have to put up with you?
我尽量讲的通俗一点，让你们明白，我到底还要忍你们、挨你们多久呢？
How long do I have to put up with lack of faith?
我还要忍你们这种不信，得忍多久呢？
Bring him to me.
把孩子带到我这里来吧。
Now, the disciples wish the Holy Spirit don't record this embarrassing story.
所以门徒呢就希望圣灵不要把接下来的这一幕把它记载到圣经当中，让他们这么丢人。
Meeting someone long 20 years haven't seen me.
那我上次有看到一个有二十多年没见到我的人。
The last time when that person see me, I was 10 years old.
他最后见到我的时候，我还只有十岁呢。
Yes, Pastor Joshua, I haven't seen you for so long.
那个人对我说，哦，Joshua，我已经很久，很多年没见到你了。
I remember.
我还记得哦。
The last time I saw you, your dad was telling you off.
我还记得上次我最后见你那次，你爸爸在把你骂了一顿，臭骂一顿。
How does that sound? It's very embarrassing.
你们听到什么感觉？是不是很丢人？
You don't want people to remember that sort of thing.
你就不想让人家能记住那种一幕一幕
的事情。That's why you don't. That's why we adults do not like meeting people who knew us when we were little kids.
所以很多人一旦长大了，就不想再去见那些曾经知道他们是小孩时候各种丑事、羞事的人。
Because they remember all the embarrassing things.
因为他们把你的糗事、小时候的儿童趣事全都记得住。
When you didn't have hair.
那个时候你还没有头发那种。
When you didn't have teeth,
你那个时候还没牙齿。
When you wet your underpants,
那个时候你还尿到身上了。
Amen. People remember those things.
很多人都记得你的那些一幕一幕。
And yet the Holy Spirit recorded this for eternity.
然后圣灵竟然在永生的话语中间记载了这么一件丢人的事情。
So we move on.
我们继续来读。
Then they brought him to him, and then he saw him. Immediately, the spirit convulsed, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth.
二十节，他们就把他带到了耶稣面前来。邪灵一见耶稣，立刻就使孩子剧烈的抽搐、抽风，倒在地上打滚，口吐白沫。
You see, what we can see here is the moment the spirit saw Jesus, immediately reacted.
邪灵一见到耶稣，马上就开始反应了。
There's something about Jesus that was different from the disciple.
所以在耶稣身上，有门徒身上的一些东西，使邪灵如此害怕。
The situation looked difficult.
他会觉得这个情况很难搞。
The demons reacted.
因为邪灵有反应。
There was something in Jesus.
所以耶稣里面使邪灵有反应。
Jesus was ready.
耶稣已经准备好了
ready to cast out the demon.
已经准备好要把这个邪灵赶出来
The disciples were not ready.
但是当时门徒却没有预备好
There is something that Jesus did that the disciples did not do.
这里面耶稣所做的事情有一件是门徒没有做的
That is the thing that we need to do.
这就是我们今天要看到的
And that's part of the reason why this story is written.
这也是为什么这个故事会在福音书里面重复三次
That we should do what Jesus did.
我们也需要像耶稣这样的来做
Amen. Jesus asked
耶稣问
his father, verse 21, How long has this been happening? And he said, from childhood.
二十一节，耶稣问孩子的父亲，这事发生在他身上有多久了？他回答说，从小就这样。
From childhood is a long time.
从小就这样，那是很久很久了。
Amen. Not just a problem that just happened; it has been a lifetime.
不是一个刚刚发生的事情，是一生都有的一个问题。
Now, this next verse is key.
下面一个是关键。
Verse 22 say, and often he threw himself him both in the fire and in the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
二十二节，邪灵经常把他丢进火里或者水里，要害死他。但如果您能做什么，就请你来怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Read very carefully.
很小心的来读这个经文。
It's not just convulsing, foaming in the mouth, having a leptic fit.
我们在这里说的不是只是说有抽搐啊、口吐白沫这个反应了。
The demon is trying to kill the boy.
这个邪灵是想要害死这个男孩。
By throwing the boy into the water to drown him, or by throwing him into the fire to burn him.
他会常常把这个男孩丢进火里，想烧死他，或者丢进水里，想淹死他。
Without NHS,
没有像我们这样的医疗保障的话。
Without healthcare,
如果没有各种医疗保障的话。
What do you think the father had to do?
你觉得这个父亲能做什么
？24 hours a day.
每一天二十四个小时
have to look after him.
他都会盯着这个孩子
Because the moment he does not do so,
因为他只要一眼不盯着不放过的话
the enemy will kill him.
那邪灵就会把他杀死
Now you go, you do that for at least 12 years.
你来试试尝试来做十二年这样的工作
How would you feel?
你会怎么感受
You'll be very tired.
你肯定会累得不行了。
You would have spent all your money.
你肯定会把所有的消费也花完了。
Despite the praying, praying, and praying.
然后你也是祷告，祷告，一直在祷告。
And isn't that how we feel sometimes?
这是不是我们很多人中间的光景
we pray,
就这样
？We are Christians.
我们是觉得自己是基督徒，一直在祷告。
The problem that we are facing is life-changing.
我们现在想碰到的问题就是想要改变生命。
You see, the father never asked for that kind of life.
这个父亲从来没想过他的一生会要这样的。
But he found that his son has caused him to live that kind of life.
但是却因为孩子被鬼附的这个事情，让他这十二年都是这样活着的。
That he had to watch him, his son, 24 hours a day.
他一天二十四小时就这样紧紧的眼不离他。
Seven days a week.
一天一周七天都这么盯着他。
That kind of life will lead you to bitterness.
这样子的生命生活会让你很苦读的。
It destroys your soul.
会让你的魂真的很破碎的。
Amen.That's why you need a supernatural God.
这是为什么你需要一个超有神迹的神。
To give you a supernatural heart.
有一个超能力的，给你一份超能力的心。
To give you supernatural strength.
给你超能的力量。
To do that.
让你能做到。
Amen. And it's hard.
是如此艰难的生活。
And that's why sometimes we as Christians we got choice.
所以作为基督徒的我们经常有这样子要决定。
To turn that experience into bitterness against God.
有这样的痛苦的日子，我们要变成一个特别苦读的人呢？
Or to continue to trust God.
还是要继续相信神呢？
That choice is difficult.
这样子的抉择是很痛苦的。
Amen. And I praise God that we don't have to make that choice.
我感谢神，我们今天不需要再这样的抉择。
But when you have to,
但如果你真的需要的话，
this story actually will help you.
这个故事会能帮助到你。
To all of us,
帮助我们所有人
because we don't have to have an epileptic son.
因为我们不需要有一个像这样子的邪灵鬼附抽搐的儿子
We just need a problem that we see is a mountain that cannot be shaken.
我们所需要的就是眼前觉得有一个问题，看似比山还大的问题
And that is enough to make our hearts bitter.
就这样子的问题，就能让我们变成一个极其苦读的人
And if you don't deal with it.
如果你不去处理你的苦
读 Don't do something about it.
如果你不去处理它的话
The next problem will make it worse.
然后你下面接下来的问题就让你变成更加苦读的人
From the mountain, if you do not deal with that mountain, every other problem is a mountain.
如果你面前的这个大山你不能去克服的话那你以后生命中各种问题都叫做大山
And the problem will keep growing.
然后你的这个大山还会越来越大，问题越来越大。
So that even small problem become a huge problem.
所以其实可能看似很小的一件事情，在你心中都是像大山压顶一样的问题。
That's why we have to be very careful in choosing to be bitter against God.
所以我们真的是需要来注意自己不要抉择，选择向神来苦读。
Because that's exactly what the devil wants you to choose.
因为魔鬼就是想让你做这样的选择。
Because if you choose to be bitter against God, then nobody can move the mountain for you for the rest of your life.
如果你对神如此苦读的话，那没有人能够把你生命中的大山移开了。
Only God can help you.
只有神可以做。
But how can He help you when you are bitter against him.
但是如果你自己都对神如此苦读，那神
能做什么？ Where you blame him for your situation.
当你借着你周围的环境，你怪神。
Even though you know he's good.
你虽然口里也说神是好的、良
善的。Even though you know the devil is the cause of all this.
你也知道其实是魔鬼做的事情。
It is the wrong decision to choose.
但是却是一个很难的抉择。
You see, for this man, he could have chosen, your disciples couldn't even cast out.I got a very good excuse why I shouldn't listen to you because you're the master. I'm going.
那这个父亲也有一个选择说你的门徒们都没本事把鬼赶掉那就看这个样子你也没这个本事把鬼赶掉我走了。
In this situation, we have legitimately got excuses why we should turn our back against God and against his people, the church.
所以我们会为我们的偏离更加的来怪神然后找各种借口说这是为什么我要远离神远离教会远离人。
Because you Pentecostal people say God can heal.
因为你们这些灵恩派的人说神能够得医治。
But how come he didn't heal?
为什么我的事情就没有得医治呢?
You said God will help me, but why is it not happening?
你说神会帮助我为什么这个事情就没帮呢?
Amen. They are legitimate questions.
是这样子的问题
And this is why God gave me this revelation.
这是为什么神给了我这样的一个答案
Because I was asking that very question.
因为我也同样的问了这样的问题
God,
我问主说
I don't want to get stoned.
我可不想被石头砸死
I don't want someone to be so bitter one day. I don't want to be in a Christianity that hardly anything works.
我也不想有这样子的信仰最后到头来我觉得什么都不管用我的信仰也不管用
Load of talk, no action.
都是讲好话说大话话饼
的人。 God, I don't want to be a hypocrite.
主啊，我才不想要当这样的假冒为善之人。
And so I was reading this.
所以我就在读。
And then in verse 23, said, Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
二十三节说，耶稣对他说：“如果你能对信的人，一切都能。”
Okay. Is that what the man did was ask God to have compassion on him?
所以这个父亲对耶稣说的话是：“你来怜悯我。”
Because if you choose not to be bitter against God, but you choose to run towards God.
如果你选择不怪神，但是却跑向神的话，
then it's going to be a beginning of a process where the impossible can be done.
那你就开始了这个从不信变成信的一个可能。
The beginning of your miracle starts with choosing the right path.
你的神迹就是从你的第一个决定开始的。
Amen. Hallelujah. It is not.We cannot start from the premise of thinking I know it all.
这个不是说我们一刚开始就说哦，我自己自认为我什么都懂。
I know God can heal.
我知道神可以医治的。
I've been a Christian for so long. I know.
我基督徒当了这么久了，你们说的大道理我都听得懂。
Mr. and Mrs. Know It All won't help you.
那这个人也知道，那个人也知道，但是他却帮不到你。
You must run to Jesus.
你需要跑去的是耶稣。
Because that is the beginning.
耶稣才是你的开头。
So in other words, this is the beginning. You pray, Lord, have compassion on my family.
所以这是你祷告的第一步，主啊，怜悯我的家庭。
Notice Jesus' response.
看看耶稣是怎么样反应的呢？
Amen. Get God talking.
让神来对你说。
You need Him.To talk.
你需要神来对你说。
Ask him.
你先问。
Lord, have compassion on me.
你说主啊，你要来怜悯我吧。
Don't tell him, Lord, you should do this.
你千万不要以命令的口气说，主啊，你来怜悯。你必须这样做，你必须应该这样做。
That's our prayers.
这是我们的祷告。
Many of us pray that way.
很多人都以这样的方式在祷告。
Lord, do this and do this and do this. Amen.
你就说主啊，你需要做这个，做这个，然后阿门。
Now come to God and say, God.
然后你说，其实你应该来到主面前。
I need your help.
说主啊，我需要你的帮助。
Then he says,
然后主说
If you can believe, all things are possible.
如果你相信一切都能
That is strange.
是不是很奇怪
God, the man is asking for Jesus to have compassion, to heal his son. But Jesus instead responds, If you have faith, if you can believe,All things are possible.
似乎有些答非所问，因为这个父亲其实是在说，你能不能对我们有怜悯，来医治我的儿子？可是耶稣的回答却是，对信的人一切都能。
Now a Pentecostal person will say, Yes, Lord, I believe in Jesus' name.
那五旬节教会的那个操练就是这样的，我相信奉耶稣基督
的名。I have faith, Lord. I believe.
我有信心，我有信心，我有信心，我相信，我相信。
We sing about it.
然后你就不停地去唱
We pray scripture about it.
然后就拿着经文不停地祷告
I believe.
然后就一直跟自己宣告说我相信我相信我相信
But praise God that this man was not Pentecostal
那感谢主这个人呢就不是五旬节教会的这种做法
He humbled his heart
他的心谦卑下来
Verse 24 say immediately the father of the child cried out let's go back cry out what did he cry out
然后
With tears Lord I believeHelp my unbelief.
所以啊，这个孩子的父亲就立刻喊着说，英文里面有细节讲，喊着是带着眼泪喊着说，说我信，但我的不信之处，求你帮助。
Now you look at that verse. Is he believing or is he not believing?
那你们看看这个他的回答，你觉得他是到底是信了呢，还是没信呢
？He said, "Lord, I believe."
他先说了我信。
That's Pentecostal.
是很五旬节教会的做派哈。
But then he says something that's not Pentecostal. Help my unbelief.
然后后面又觉得好像非五旬节教会的做派，他就说了：“哦，那我不信之处，求你帮助。”
What is it?
这是什么样的回答？
Is it what he's saying, Lord?
他在说主啊。
I really believe what you're saying is true.
我相信你所说的是真的。
But I have no faith in my heart to actually believe that.
但是我里面的信心却真的是不够增长到能够相信得到。
That is the first step in prayer.
这就是我们祷告的第一步了。
To know that you have no faith.
去承认自己其实是不信的。
And you need God's help.
去真的需要神的帮助。
Amen?It's just like when you try to forgive somebody.
就像比如说你要尝试去饶恕一个人。
You can't forgive.
你说你不能够饶恕。
You're too bitter.
你心里很大的苦毒。
The first prayer you pray.
那你第一个祷告是什么
？Lord, I want to forgive.
你会说
，Help me.
主啊，我想要宽恕，你来帮助我。
Help me to desire to forgive.
帮助我有这样子的渴慕，想来宽恕。
Because that is the beginning of a process of making you from.Unbelief to believe.
这就是我们需要做到的第一步，从不信到信。
Unforgiveness to forgiveness.
从不饶恕到饶恕。
Just say to God, Lord.
对神说，主啊。
I have no faith.
我没有信心。
I have no faith for my son.
我对我的儿子的医治也没有信心。
I have no faith for this situation.
我对我现在的光景没有信心。
My situation, it is impossible.
我的这个环境看着就不可能可以好的。
First, you need to establish that your situation is impossible.
首先，你先要承认你的环境是真的没有办法绝境。
Because if it is possible, you would do something about it.
如果因为在你的眼中你觉得还有救，你就会想办法去救场了。
Now, and let me ask you, do you have an impossible situation?
所以我再问一遍，你们有没有那种已经看似不可能救场的
环境了？ If you have,Then this story is for you.
那如果这是你的生命，那今天的这
个故事就对你说话。What the Holy Spirit wants to say to you is for you.
圣灵想对说话的那个对象就是你了。
He said, "If you have an impossible situation,
如果你有一个完全不可能的光景
，believe.
我相信。
Jesus said, "If you can believe, your impossible situation becomes possible."
耶稣说，如果你愿意选择我信。那你的那些本来看似不可能的事情都有可能变成可能了。
He was addressing the problem that the disciple had.
所以耶稣是在讲到前面门徒所碰到的这种不可能的情况。
What were their problem?
门徒的情况是什么呢？
Oh, faithless generation.
哦，这不幸的世代啊。
In other words,
换句话说，
the disciple had no faith.
门徒自己都没信心。
The father had no faith.
连那个父亲也没信心。
But the disciple never went to Jesus and said, "Help me of my unbelief."
但是门徒都没有跑到他的主面前问说：“主啊，来帮助我那个不信之处。”
No, because they were disciples.
他们才不觉得呢。他们说：“我们是耶稣的门徒。”
They were somebody.
我们是有用的、了不起的人。
They had the T-shirts that said.I am a follower of Jesus.
他们还有一个 T 恤衫上面写的，我是耶稣的跟随者。
I believe in miracles.
我相信神迹。
I'm a Pentecostal.
我是五旬节教会的。
You understand? But they did not go and ask Jesus.
他们虽然有这么多的标语，但是他们没有去问。
But the father who had the problem had no teacher, nothing. Just say.Help me, Lord.
但是这个孩子的父亲，他没有这样的 T 恤衫，上面写着各样的信心标语，他就只知道在神面前哭求。
Do you understand what I'm trying to get at?
你们知道我想表达的是什么吗？
For you to see your miracle, you have to let go of everything that you know.
你想要看到神迹，你需要放下你已经自以为知道的那些东西。
Even if you're a professor of theology, you just have to.
就算你是世上最伟大的神学家，你也要把它放下了。
Or you're the greatest evangelist.
或者你觉得你是一个最好的传福音者，也要放下了。
Step one is step one.
第一步就必须要回到第一步。
On your knees.
在你的膝盖跪下时。
Lord.
说主啊。
Help me of my unbelief.
主啊，来帮助我的不信。
I can say that, you can say that.
我也可以说，你也可以说。
The miracle is available to us.
换句话说，神迹是对你我都可以发生的。
Because we are able to say, Lord, help me.
因为我们可以说这句话，主啊，求你帮助，帮助我的不信。
And that reveals the purpose of this story.
这个就让我们看到故事的目的是哪里了。
The man prays, Lord, help me of my unbelief.
所以这个父亲祷告是主啊，在我的不幸之处来帮助我。
The Holy Spirit has left this story in this gospel is for this one purpose.
那圣灵让这个故事重复了三次在福音书里面，就为了这个目的。
It's to give you a model.
是让你能够看到一个榜样
or what to do
怎么做的榜样
when you face an impossible situation
当你在一个完全不可救的情景当中时
and you have no faith
当你自己又拿不出信心之时
now that changes the whole thing
那这个会让一切都改变
do you hear me?
你们听懂了吗?
The reason why the Holy Spirit, according to my revelation, that he left it in the Bible is not to embarrass the disciples, is to tell you that you are just like the disciples. He's saying, whenever you find yourself in this situation, read this scripture.
所以圣灵之所以让同样的故事出现三次，我再强调，为的就是这个目的。当你自己在一个完全不可救的光景当中，你需要现在我们看到的这个经文，说要祷告，在我不信之处帮助我。
So brothers and sisters, if you find yourself in an impossible situation, the Holy Spirit is telling me, go and read this scripture every time.
所以如果你们在一种不可救的光景当中圣灵给我的启示就是我们要读现在这个经文
And then follow every step.
然后按照这个一步一步的指南来做
It is a model.
这是一个榜样是一个指
南 Or what you do.
让告诉我们怎么做
When you have no faith.
当我们实在不信之时
When you need a miracle.
当我们需要神迹之时
That's me, Lord.
这是我啊主
No faith.
没有信心
and I need a miracle.
还需要一个神迹
How many of you are like me?
你们有没有多少在这样的光景当中
no faith,
觉得没信心
but I need a miracle.
可是又需要神迹
and that's why he left this there.
这是为什么这句话就留在了这里
He's telling you what to do.
来告诉我们指南怎么做
step by step.
一步一步的导航指南
Amen? First step.
第一步
Have compassion on me, Lord.
主啊怜悯我先祷告这
Second step.
第二步
Help me on my unbelief.
主啊，帮助我那不信之处。
Can you see? What are the other steps?
还有步骤吗?
In verse 25.
在二十五节。
When Jesus saw that the people came running, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more.
耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那个邪灵说你这聋哑的邪灵我命令你从他们里面出来不可再进去
Then the spirit cried out convulsed him greatly and came out of him and he became one dead so that many said he is dead but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and he arose
二十六节邪灵喊叫一声使孩子剧烈的抽风就出来了孩子变得像死人那样所以许多人说他死了但是耶稣握着他的手扶他起来他就站起来了
Verse 28 And when he had come into the house his disciples asked him privately Why could we not cast it out? He said to them This kind come out by nothing but prayer and fasting
二十八到二十九节说耶稣就进了屋子他的门徒们就悄悄地问他我们为什么不能赶出那邪灵呢耶稣对他们说对这一类的邪灵如果不借着祷告和禁食就不能赶出去
Many of our healings, we can just lay hands.
很多我们在祷告医治的时候就是按手了
People be healed.
很多时候按手就已经得医治了
They get healed.
他们就已经得医治。
Many of our problems, when we pray, God hears and it works.
我们生命中也有很多的问题，我们一祷告，神听了祷告，然后解决了。
And I thank God for that.
我为这样的事情感谢主。
Jesus never lay hands.
耶稣从来没有按过手。
Because we think God only works one way.
我们觉得神只用一种方式来做事。
Many times when we say, Pastor, can you pray for me?
我们会说啊，牧师啦，请来为我祷告。
What do I do?
你们会觉得你们期待我怎么样？期待我把手拿出来，是不是
？You understand?
是一个期待。
We think God only does things one way.
因为你们已经有这样的期待，说神就是这么做事情的。
Jesus said, "This kind of problem does not you cannot be resolved except through prayer and fasting."
但耶稣却说，这一种问题，除非不是借着祷告和禁食，就不能解决。
Truth.Prayer and fasting is what's missing in the church.
有真理，有祷告，还有禁食， 这是我们在教会中间所错过的。
He didn't say all problems.
神没有说所有的问题都需要这样。
Needs prayer and fasting.
没有说所有的问题都要祷告禁食。
He said this kind.
他特意说的就是这一类的。
This kind of problem.
就这一类的问题。
What problem is that?
你觉得是什么样的问题
？An impossible problem.
就是你觉得那已经无可救药的。
A problem that needs faith.
已经完全不可能，就真的需要纯信心
的问题。In other words, lay hands, nothing happens.
换句话说，摁个手这样的事情就发生了，没有意义了。
Prayer, nothing happens.
祷告也发现没有用的问题。
Jesus say.
耶稣说。
Nothing happens because that's not the right way to do it.
因为这样的事情什么都没发生，是因为你做的方式不对了。
The right way to do it is through prayer and fasting.
这一类的问题需要借着祷告和禁食。
Now, prayer and fasting is not the end point.
那祷告和禁食不是终点。
Jesus is basically saying, if you want to solve this kind of problem, you begin with prayer and fasting.
耶稣是说，你想要解决这样的问题，你开始就要用祷告和禁食开始。
And when you are praying and fasting, something will happen.
那在你祷告和禁食的这个过程当中，有事会发生。
It's what I said right at the beginning.
这是我前面所说的。
The bridegroom comes.
新郎会要来。
And he will take care of it.
新郎会亲自来做事情。
Hallelujah.What happened?
发生了什么呢?
This is a model that tells you when you got a problem, you ask Jesus to help you.
这个模式就是在说当我们在这种不可救的光景当中要问耶稣来求帮助。
Isn't that what this story is telling us?
是不是这个故事就告诉我们这个?
When the disciples could not cast out the demon, who did they go and ask?
当门徒赶不出这邪灵的时候他们去问谁了?
They went to ask Jesus.
他们去问耶稣。
Now that Jesus is gone into heaven,
那耶稣现在作为新郎去了天上。
What did he say? If you want to ask me,
如果你现在要问我的话，
How do we ask Jesus to help us?
你肯定会说，那我怎么问耶稣来帮助我的呢？
Through seeking him in prayer and fasting.
那是借着祷告和禁食来
寻求主。That's why this is a model.
这个才是一个模式。
Because the disciple tried to cast out the demon, nothing happened.
门徒想去赶邪灵，就没赶出来。
Just like us,
就像我们。
When we lay hands, nothing happened.
当我们按手发现没用。
But if we want to see that miracle happen,
当我们想看到一神迹发
生。We do what the Father did, go and look for Jesus.
我们就做这个孩子父亲的做法，去找耶稣。
And bring Jesus to the child.
然后把耶稣带到这个孩子这来。
Even when Jesus told them off, what did he do? He still healed them.
耶稣虽然前面在责备他的门徒，可是最后他做的什么，还是去医治。
Amen. Even if, in other words, when I'm in a situation and I ask Jesus to help me, even when he's on his way down, he say, Joshua, you need faith. He will still go and do the miracle.
就像我，比如说我需要耶稣，我在这个问题当中需要耶稣，
Amen?
我祷告耶稣下来，他在下的路上还是说 ，Joshua， 你看你需要信心吧。虽然这么说，他还是下来了，把问题解决了。
In other words, 就算被神闹啊，都抵。
换句话说 ，despite the fact you'll be told off, but it's still worth it.
Amen. 就算被他话冇信心，但 he still healed.
Despite that you're going to be labeled as faithfulness, less, but you
Hallelujah.
still can do it.
If you are dying. And he got on his way down and said, you know, you need faith. Yes, I know, Lord, but he's still going to heal you.
你可以想象你在那个要死的过程当中，然后你祷告神下来，神边下来边说，你知道你需要信心吗？你说我知道，但是神一定会下来。
This is a model.
这是一个模式。
When you have an impossible situation,
当你在一个不可能的光景当中，
when you try and nothing happens,
当你用了各种办法都不管
用， you do what the Father did.
你就做这个父亲所做的，
go and look for Jesus.
去找耶稣。
Now, what did he do?
他最后做什么呢？
Number one, have compassion on me.
第一句话说，主啊，你来怜悯我。
Amen. Help me on my unbelief.
来帮助我的不信。
And then what do you do?
然后你说什么？
You seek him through prayer and fasting.
然后你借着祷告和禁食来寻求神。
Who do you seek?
你是寻求谁？
The bridegroom.
这新郎。
Amen.And the bridegroom comes.
然后新郎就来。
On his way down.
来到你的路上呢。
Oh, you faithless generation. He performs a miracle.
还会责备你一句，先说，哎呀，你这不信的世代，然后接着就做神迹了。
This is why I'm saying.
这是我在说的。
Jesus is my helper.
耶稣是我的帮助者。
Whenever I need a miracle.
只要我需要神迹
I need the bridegroom.
我就需要这位新郎
Because I am faithless.
因为我是没有信心
He is faithful.
但是神却是信实的
I don't have the faith.
我没有信心
But he has.
但是神却有
Understand, brothers and sisters?
能明白吗
The disciples don't have the faith, but he has.
门徒没有信心耶稣却
有 When I lay hands, nothing happened.
门徒按手什么也没发生
Because I don't have the faith.
因为门徒没有信心
But when I invite him to lay hands instead
但是当我要求耶稣邀请耶稣来到当中的时候
He has the faith.
耶稣的信心就足够了
The mountain before me I don't have the faith to move
我前面的大山我没有信心去挪开
Just like the disciples
就像门徒一样
But when I pray to him
但是当我们向主祷告
He has the faith.
耶稣却有这样的信心
Amen.Why is it that Jesus can do that?
为什么耶稣能做呢?
Because he's a man.
因为耶稣是一个全人。
And he's an intercessor.
是一个代祷者。
Because he's a man and intercessor, he can do it on your behalf.
因为耶稣是一个完全的人,又是一个代祷者,他可以为你而做。
And with that revelation, I began to try things out.
所以我有这样子的启示以后,我就开始尝试一些操练了。
And boy, does it work.
真的挺管用。
I see this impossible situation.
我看到了一个完全不可能的情况。
I come to God.
我当时对神说
，Lord, please have compassion on me.
主啊，你对我有怜悯吧。
Lord, I don't have faith.
主啊
，But please help me to have faith.
我没有信心，所以请帮助我的不信。
Please give me faith.
主啊，你来帮助我的不信。
I know I need to have more faith.
主啊，我知道我需要更大的信心。
Help me to believe.
你来帮助我来相信。
Then I put myself in a position of humility.
然后我把我自己很谦卑的放下来。
To pray,
来祷告
wait,
在等待
fast,
然后再进食
and as you do so,
然后你这么做的时候
an invisible presence of God comes,
一个看不见的神的同在来到
He fills your heart with faith,
他在你的心中充满用信心充满你
Amen, and then the miracle begins to change,
然后神迹就开始发生事情就开始变化
It works,
真的管用
This is the formula,
这个是我看到的一个公式
When you and I are stuck,
当你和我都在这种不可救药的过程当中时
we ask the bridegroom,
我们就问我们的新郎
and the bridegroom will come,
然后新郎会来
by the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
Jesus will come to you in the form of the Holy Spirit
耶稣是借着圣灵的这个方式来到你的里面
Do you understand? Now you understand why the Holy Spirit come or don't come because he comes because you're asking for Jesus.
你知道现在圣灵每次我们说有圣灵来来的意思是指要他带入耶稣
When the Holy Spirit comes, it is Christ coming to you.
所以当圣灵来的时候其实就是基督来到你面前
He will minister to you as though Christ in the flesh is doing so.
那圣灵对你做工的时候其实就是基督在对你做工
Because the Christ and the Holy Spirit, there are no difference.
因为对于圣灵也好，基督也好，本来就
没有不同。The Holy Spirit will minister to you, will give you faith, just like the way the whole Jesus will do so with the disciples.
圣灵来祝福你在你身上做工的方式和基督在你身上做工的方式本就一样。
Then he turns your unbelief to belief.
他会让你的不信变成可信。
And if you can't do the miracle, he will do it.
你做不了的神迹，他却能做。
Even though on the way,
就算是在来的路上
he may look at you.
他边看着你，还要边说
"Oh, faithless generation!"
哎呀，你们这些不信的世代啊
Amen. But it will be spoken with compassion and with a smile.
但是他说这句话的时候，脸上还是有微笑的，还带着怜悯的说的
Sometimes imagine God like this to me.
我有时候会想象
with a smile on his way down.
我想象神他来到我这里的时候，带着一种微笑对我说：“
要玩我。”
又是你找我
又不得
又搞不定了吗
对啊神啊对
Yes Lord
Amen Jesus is our brother
耶稣是我们的长兄
He is our master
他是我们的主人
Our lover
是我们的爱人
Our bridegroom
是我们的新郎
Even when he comes down
就算他来的路上
Looking at us
看到我们一种哎又不得了
God might look at Betty girl
就好像我平时看到 Betty 的那个反应，哎，又搞不定了。
But he still rolled up his sleeve.
然后他仍然卷起他的袖子。
And we still perform.
还是照样的把神迹做完。
Mary asked Jesus.
玛利亚问耶稣。
Mary tells the servant, whatever they do that he says to you, do it.
玛利亚对耶稣说，你要做什么你就做吧。
And then Jesus said to his mother, Mother, it's not my time.
然后他会对他的母亲玛利亚说，还不是我要做的时间呢。
I can imagine then Jesus go look up.
然后我就可以想象耶稣这个表情，哎，真是没信心啊。
He performs the miracle.
然后他还是照样的把水变成酒。
Amen. So we turn an embarrassing story to an encouraging story.
所以我们把这个非常丢人尴尬的一个故事变成了一个非常鼓励的故事。
If the disciple needed help, we need help.
如果这些门徒都这样需要神的帮助，我们更需
要。If the disciple needed Jesus, we need Jesus.
如果这些门徒这么的需要耶稣，我们更需要耶稣。
If the bridegroom is with the disciple, the bridegroom is with us.
如果新郎会跟新门徒们在一起，那新郎就跟你我在一起。
Hallelujah. Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2 say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. When is my help come from? My help comes from the Lord.To the maker of heaven and the earth.
诗篇121篇1到2节说，我的帮助，我向高山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天和天地的耶和华而来。
你的帮助从何而来啊？
Where your help come from?
From heaven.
从天上而来。
谁在天堂啊？
Who's up in the heaven?
耶稣。
Jesus.
我的眼睛Who am I looking at?
我的眼睛看着谁？
看谁？看到耶稣基督，他是王，
坐在他的
宝座上。
Sitting on the right hand of God.
He is sitting on the throne.
坐在宝座上。
He's saying to you,
他对你说，儿子
，daughter，
女儿
，I'm the king.
我是王。
Whatever you ask,
你问的不管是什么
，is nothing for me.
对我来说都很简单的
And with a smile,
然后还带着微笑
he gets off,
他就从他的宝座上起来
comes to you on the way down,
然后呢从上而降
as the Holy Spirit,
作为圣灵
looks at you,
还望着你
and say, 要玩我
对你说又是你找我
对对我玩你啊
yes, yes, 是我找你
Amen, it makes God's heart happy.
其实你的这种找他他好开心的
Jesus was hungry
耶稣在饥饿很饥饿时
He was waiting for food
他等着食物
At the well of the Samaritan woman
在那个井旁在撒玛利亚妇人那里
But after he did the miracle for the woman He wasn't hungry anymore
但是他做完神迹以后耶稣就说他不饿了
There's something about God giving to us that makes him full
所以啊，当神施给我们的时候，他会更加的开心。
There's something about God when God gives to you, somehow it ministers to Him.
当神给予你们的时候，于神而言，他自己却得满足了。
So if you want to make God happy,
如果你们想让神更开心的话
，Let's make Him do more.
那你就让他再为你多做一点吧。
Because then we say, God, I'm just trying to make you happy.
然后你就说，主啊，我今天为了让你再高兴一点。
Amen. Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for today.
主啊，我们今天谢谢你。
We all have needs.
我们都有需要。
But Lord Jesus, you are our bridegroom.
但是主啊，你是我们的新郎。
You come to us.
你来到我们当中。
With compassion.
带着怜爱、怜爱、慈爱。
And you fill us with faith.
主啊，你让我们的信心被你充满。
And you stretch out your hand.
主啊，你伸出你的手。
And the miracle happens.
然后神迹就会发生。
Father, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters.
主啊，我为我的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Who need that miracle today?
这些需要神迹的人来祷告。
We humble ourselves.
主啊，我们今天在你面前谦卑。
We choose to come to you.
我们选择到选择你面前来。
We ask you for compassion.
主啊，我们在这里要你来怜悯我们。
We ask you for mercy.
要来怜悯我们。
And we ask you to fill our hearts with faith.
主啊，你充满我们的心。
Father, I just pray that you help us.
主啊，我们祷告你来帮助。
To see miracles happen in our lives.
让我们看到生命中的神迹的发生。
So that the impossible becomes possible.
让那不可能的变成可能。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's stand.
让我们起立。
Hallelujah.
是我的亮光，耶和华是我的拯救，耶和华是我心灵的宝藏，
我还继续，
我还 荣耀他荣美，要一件事 就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，寻求他的脸。
我们再唱一次，有一件事。
我曾寻求，
我追求神，
我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，寻求他。
Lord, fill us with your faith.
用信心来充满我们。
Lord, we're looking at this impossible situation in our home.
主啊，我们现在看见这个不可救药的事情。
I cannot see any reconciliation.
我看不到有可能的和好之机会。
Father, I believe, O God.By faith,
主啊，我借着信心来相信。
If you can help me of my unbelief,
你能来帮助我的不信。
Let there be peace at home,
让我们的家里面有和好。
Let my work situation resolve,
让我的工作的困难得以解决。
Let the accuser be bound in Jesus' name,
让这斥责之人得以捆绑。
Let the situation change for me,
主啊，让这样的环境能以改变。
Father, right in front of me, my future.
主啊，在我的面前
，In my work situation,
我的各样的环境，我的未来
，Where I am,
工作的方式，我到底要该去哪
？It is impossible.
主啊，这些都是我不能解决的事
情。But I believe you have a better plan.
可是我们却相信你有那更美
好的计划。Lord, I choose to work with you.
主啊，我们今天与你同行。
I choose to partner with you.
我们今天与你同工。
If one door is closed, Lord, the other door will open.
主啊，若一扇门向我关上，另一扇门必向我打开。
If one road is blocked, the other road will be open.
主啊，若是一条路被堵上，另一条路便是畅通。
I believe you, Lord.
主啊，我们相信你。
I believe you, Lord.
我们相信你。
You can do a miracle.
你会做这样的神迹。
Give me the patience.
会让我有一样的寻求的耐心，给我这样的信心。
My eyes will look upon heaven.
我的眼睛向高山举目。
I will look into heaven.
我看到你。
I will see Jesus on the throne.
我们看到那宝座上的主耶稣。
My heart cries out.
主啊，我们的心向你呼求。
Oh bridegroom.
哦，亲爱的新郎。
My lover.
我的爱人。
Come.
来。
I need you.
我们需要你。
Help me.
帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
来帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我，主啊。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我。
Reach out your hand.
主啊，伸出你的手。
And perform the miracle.
来行这神迹。
Lord, in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Jesus, you are good to me.
主啊，你是对我好的，良善的主。
Hallelujah.
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 Take away all my bitterness.
主啊，拿走我的苦。
My unbelief.
我的不信。
I believe you, Lord.
我相信你。
I believe you.
我相信你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告，请到前面来。
Service is over today.
我们今天的聚会到此结束了。